Okay, good. Amen. Huh? Yeah, amen. I'm going to go ahead and say something for you. Yeah, amen. Good morning. How y'all doing this morning? Y'all doing fine? Good, good. You know, we're going to do some songs today that all of y'all know. So y'all can sing along. But the reason we're doing this today is because, and I'm going to start off by letting you know, I was talking to a friend of mine, a childhood friend of mine. He was on Facebook and he was posting about the fact that there's no God in heaven, God is in you, and things of that nature, you know. So being a childhood friend, I usually just read it and just don't comment, keep going. But since I've been knowing him since I was a boy, I figured I better respond. So I sent him about a 5-page response. I sent him a dissertation. And the thing about the dissertation that I sent him, I was like, okay, I see what you're saying. I know you're trying to empower black men. I know you're trying to let us know about the creativity that is inside of us. I know you're trying to let us know about all of the things that we are capable of that we don't know about. I understand that, but let's not get it twisted, all right? So then I had to start out by letting him know, if God is in you, or if there is no God in heaven and God is you, then create a world for me. Okay. If God is in you and there is no God in heaven, you determine your own destiny. If God is in you and actually there is no God in heaven, let me see you create a son. Let me see you create everything out of nothing. Let me see you modulate and take care of all of the angels and all of the things that are around. Let me ask you, can you name them like God can? Okay, so it was like, I understand that you're trying to let people know about what potential they have, but never get to the point where you forget where the source of that potential is. You see what I'm saying? So he wrote me back and he told me, first of all, get that bass out your voice. And I told him, I said, as a friend, you know I love you. You know I'm with you. You helped raise me and everything. He's older than I am. I said, but then as a minister of the gospel, I can't let that slide, man. Especially if I care about you. I can't let that slide. So I was letting him know. Also, the last thing was, if you are God, let me see angels bow at your name. Y'all hear me? Let me see angels bow at your name. Because last time I checked, this was the last time I checked. Y'all hear what I'm saying? This was the last time I checked. Last time I checked, it was at the name of not Daryl. Okay. And it wasn't at the name of Wendell. Okay. Or Vicky or Carmen. But the Bible says at the name of who? Jesus. What? Every knee shall bow. Then I had to get into the testimony of the fact that I know him because I know what he's done for me. Are y'all here with me? I know what he's done for me. How many of you know that you were sometimes at your lowest, but he picked you up? And for some of us who were going in the wrong direction, he turned us around. You see what I'm saying? How many of you can actually say that he healed my body and told me to run on? Y'all here with me? All right. So that's why what we're going to do now, I don't want y'all to be shy because this is your personal testimony. But I want you to declare as we sing this song, Can't Nobody Do You Like Jesus. We wanted to make sure everybody had a song they knew. So you sang it from yourself. You sang it out of. Don't the ushers look nice? Amen. They look so nice. Yeah. So all us going to sing. Stand if you feel like it when we start. But that's based on you. Because only you know what it means when you say he picked me up. Only you know what it means when you say he healed my body. And when you talk about healing your body, let me put this last thing up in here. Healing your body doesn't mean that you always knew you were sick. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? When you get to heaven, the Lord's going to show you how many times he healed you that you didn't even know you were sick. So we gonna do this song right here a little bit. Ask y'all to help us. Okay? Amen. Minister Juanita gonna help lead us. Y'all give us some encouragement. Amen. Amen. Y'all ready?
Told me to run on. He healed. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
The EMC choir, our musicians, God bless you. This is another day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. What a way to start off. Just really let your mind roll back to thinking about your journey thus far. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Jesus is the one that has brought you not part of the way, but all of the way. I am encouraged and reminded that he walks with me and he talks with me. And he lets me know who I belong to. I looked over a scripture last night that kind of made me reflect on the incidences of within, well, the last week, particularly of last evening. And I was drawn to the book of Psalms where it says, blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord. And that's it. That's it. Blessed is the nation whose God is Lord. Now, I deem from that, out of all the gods that we sometimes make in our lives, there's only one God. And you can claim him for yourself if he is Lord of your life. Blessed is a nation whose God is Lord. As we prepare to come to our period of communion, on the night that before our Savior was betrayed, Jesus sat in the upper room with his disciples, and when he had given thanks and broken the bread, he said, this is my body, which is for you. Let us eat together. And in the like manner, when he had taken the cup and blessed the cup, he said, this is the New Testament in my blood. For as often as you drink of it, you show forth my death, burial, and resurrection until I come again. Let us drink together. and put your hands together for the sacrifice of our Lord. Ushers, if there are those in the vestibule, you may allow them in at this time. As we prepare to partake of another opportunity to come before the throne of grace. Thanking the Almighty and Sovereign God for who He is. Thank Him for being the Sovereign God, who knows all about us, knows where we're coming from, knows where we're headed. Take the opportunity right now to speak to God. I find oftentimes when I'm talking to Him for myself, the words won't come, but He knows the sentiments of my heart. And the Bible says those who do worship Him must do it in spirit and in truth. Heavenly Master, we thank You for this opportunity. We bless Your holy and righteous name. We thank You for being Lord of our lives. And thank You, Heavenly Master, for just allowing us to relinquish, to make ourselves available. Oh, lost, we've been lost without You. Couldn't find a way. Didn't know the way until Your truth and Your word was revealed to us. And out of all that we may have been searching for, the Bible tells us that God is the way, the truth, and the life. And Father, we can't come to You unless You draw us. Lord, we have a need for You to continue to deliver us from all the woes of this life. Lord, we need You to perfect in us all that You have started, to establish us, to strengthen us, to settle us. Lord, we thank You for trials and tribulations. When we thought we were broken, down and out, and we didn't know how to ask for help, but we simply looked to the hills and simply cried out, Lord, I need You. I need You every day, every hour. Lord, my body is racked with pain, and we don't know how much we can bear. But Lord, You have proved to be a burden bearer. When the evil one is tossing all darts and snares at us, coming from every direction, You promise to be our protection, our way maker. We're grateful, Lord. Please accept our gratitude, Lord, because there's nothing we can do to repay You for anything. You simply ask us to trust and believe and to be obedient to Your word. You didn't have to choose us to give us Your word, Lord. So help us along the way, Lord, to show our unconditional love for you as you have shown us. And dear Lord, for now and throughout eternity, remind us that you alone are deserving for all praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Is that how they used to say it? Amen. So, while the other saints are coming in, we're going to get ready now to do two songs that y'all know. We're doing two songs y'all know. We'll hit you with the new stuff later. But we're doing two songs that y'all know, and I'm going to tell you why the Lord, I believe, has brought us on these songs. The first one is, everybody is talking about God, but ain't too many talking about our Jesus. That's why you have to be careful, and why the Bible says you don't join hands and pray with someone unless they call on God out of a pure heart. See, when somebody says they love God, you don't know who they're talking about. Amen. Like my friend. You don't know. And so that's why in this day and time, looking at everything that's happened, everybody is promoting their God. But in Isaiah, the Lord asked, when are y'all going to promote your God? When are you going to start making noise to me? Like they making a... We see all the stuff on television and all this stuff that looks like it's Christianity, but it ain't. Y'all hear what I'm saying? So the thing is, we want to take this opportunity to praise our God. I don't know who your God is, but I know who my God is. You see what I'm saying? All right, y'all with me? Now, y'all going to help us, ain't you? Y'all ain't just going to sit there and look at us. Y'all need to help us. This is an occasion. This is a celebration of our God, of what he's done, who he is. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, this is a celebration. So, y'all help us out and pray my strength. Can y'all? Can y'all see me? I don't know if it's going to make no difference, but if y'all can see, not with y'all, I'm talking about with me. All y'all can see me? Okay. Lisa, I can't see you. You don't need to see me either. All right. That's all right. Y'all come on over. Y'all come. Squeeze in. Praise. All right. Y'all said y'all going to help us. Ain't? Yeah. Now that mean y'all ain't going to tell no lie in the church.
No.
Huh?
No.
All right. One, two. Everybody, every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah is to our God. Come on, y'all. Take it up. Every praise is to our God. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Every praise, every word of worship, every praise, we praise, every praise, every praise, every praise, every praise is to our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all done good. Y'all done real good. Us got a big choir. We gonna do one more, y'all know. This pretty much the theme song, Tara, for EMC. I'm gonna tell you what a little bit before about this here. Yes, yes, did it. Y'all can sit down. Y'all gonna get back up in a minute, y'all know. Yesterday, me and my wife went to Sam's. And when we were in Sam's, we were walking in the door. And walking in the door, we heard all this hollering and cussing. So some folk was about to get into it in Sam's. Y'all saw that video about them folk fighting in Target, didn't you? So my wife went in, and we were behind some stuff, and I was walking, and she stopped, and I backed up. She said, if they pull something out, I want to be behind something. You know what I'm saying? I want to be behind something. And the thing was, they were acting this way in the store, and it made me think of the fact. A few seconds later, we would have walked in there, and if they were doing something, we would know nothing about it. This is what I think about when the Bible says danger seen and unseen. You see what I'm saying? So I was thinking about that. And as soon as that happened in the store, I was like, I'm ready to go. She's from the inner city. She said, no, this is just how it is. I'm finna go get my meat. I don't know what you're gonna do. So the thing, am I right about that, Deacon Shelby? No, wait till the bullets stop flying and go shop. So the thing was, with all of that, it made me think about how dangerous times are. Yes. Y'all know what happened yesterday. Yes. You know, and so with all of that, you think about the fact that people can be in their beds, in their home, and still get shot. So now that I sing this song, it's starting to take on a deeper meaning. It's the song we all know, I Know a Man. But I'm going to tell you why it takes on a deeper meaning. Because when I look around at what's going on, it means a little bit more to me now. When it says, Jesus walks with me. Yes. Y'all here with me? Both day and night. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Yeah, that ought to be a hallelujah somewhere. You see what I'm saying? So, that's why now when I sing it, it's kind of like a theme song, but it's a theme song in the sense that now as I grow more and more in the words take on so much more significance. Take on so much more significance. Would y'all agree?
Yeah.
All right. So we gonna do this. Everybody know it. Now I know y'all know this. Y'all know this more than y'all know every praise. All right. But we gonna sing it. I'm gonna ask y'all to sing it as if it's your personal testimony. Sing it as if you understand that you came through unseen dangers last week. You see what I'm saying? All right, y'all. We're going to go ahead and get this started. All right.
Jesus walks by my side, both day and night. Yes, yes, I know a man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How many of y'all know him out there? Amen. I'm still here. I had to get my Bible. Amen. Y'all give God some praise for EMC. Amen. Beautiful job. Beautiful job. Y'all done a beautiful job. That's a beautiful job. Y'all, I know y'all couldn't see me, so that I'm gonna have to go. I'm gonna make some adjustments so I can get this keyboard up in here. Anyway, God be praised. Let's thank God for our house band. Yeah. Don't they sound good? Amen. Brother Michael Finister, Deacon Carl Walker, and Brother Terry. Yeah, yeah, too tough Terry. Mills over there. All right, y'all. I'm sorry? Oh. God bless you. God bless you. I thank y'all for y'all's patience. All right, y'all. I know where I'm going. I ain't lost. I just need to find it. I'm trying to wear a couple of different hats here. Okay, everybody, here we go. Let's go to Genesis 32. And thank y'all for just participating, you know what? That's why this isn't a performance. When the choir's up here, they just leading in the singing. But y'all praise God for yourselves. And that's why I am so glad that God gave us y'all. All right, I'm going to begin reading. I'm at Genesis 32, and I'm going to begin reading at verse 21. From the Amplified Classic Version, it says, "So the present went on before him, and he himself lodged that night in the camp." Everybody see where I am? Okay, before I continue reading, we forgot to thank somebody. I want to thank God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yes. But he rose up that same night and took his two wives, his two women servants, and his 11 sons, because Benjamin had not yet been born, and passed over the ford of the Jabbok. And he took them and sent them across the brook. Also he sent over all that he had, and Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. And when the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and Jacob's thigh was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. I'm going to stop right there. I want to talk this morning briefly from the subject of being broken ain't a bad thing. That's for the three broken people in the house. The word for wrestle here, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. The word for wrestle is the Hebrew word, it's the Aramaic word, albak. That word is used in reference to dust that has been kicked up by horses are little grains of dust that are seen, not the big grain, the granular blood, but the very fine dust. The reason why that word is there for wrestle in the English language, what it shows us is that Jacob was no match for this man. And the man was throwing him around like dust. So let's first of all establish that. The man was not on an equal status with Jacob. Jacob was not strong enough to beat the man. And in wrestling with the man, Jacob saw his own fragility. Jacob came face to face with the one who does have all power. And all night long, he was toying with Jacob. In Jacob's vanity, Jacob wasn't going to lose. Now, keep in mind, Jacob wasn't the rough and tumble man that his brother was. Jacob was, I won't say he was dainty, but he wasn't rough like Esau. But the thing is, Jacob was determined, but Jacob had lived his life. When you look at all that he has done up until this point in his life, Jacob was at a point where, number one, he was not going to lose. And Jacob was at a point where he always thought he was the smartest one in the room. So when individuals may think this is perseverance, when they think this is strength, this is all of those things, it was pretty much set in vanity and pride. I didn't lose to my daddy. I didn't lose to my brother. I didn't lose to anybody else I came in contact with, and I sure didn't lose to my father-in-law. Because I'm the smartest one in the room. I can outwit anybody. And whatever I don't take from you by strategy, I'll take from you by strength. That's why he had amassed so much. What is very telling about this is that the man did not meet him until he let go of everything he had. He sent all of his presence over, and if you remember that scripture we read, it said he sent over all that he had. He did not come to this interaction until he emptied himself. Some saints really want to meet God, but you ain't willing to give up what you got. You ain't willing to let go and let God. Many saints want God to come in as an addition to. And God is saying, I ain't nobody's addition. No. You don't understand. What you have is what I gave. What did Job say? The Lord giveth, and what? The Lord taketh away. Think about individuals who have had wonderful talents, but they did not give God glory, and an accident or something happened, and now they can't do it no more. And when people say it, they say, why would God be so cruel? When the issue is the talent might have gotten in the way of the relationship. You still thinking you all that. So let me empty you and break you to let you know you ain't nothing without me. When a potter is working on pottery, the potter does not have one single episode of construction. The potter molds it, then he breaks it. Then he remolds it, and he breaks it. He molds it and he breaks it. And what is so miraculous, thank you, Brother Jordan, what is so miraculous is the fact that what you buy in the store is nothing but a bunch of broken pieces. But they're so beautiful. I got to have this in my foyer. You know what I'm saying? I got to have. And the thing is, it is beautiful. It didn't start out beautiful. It had to be broken more than once to produce the beauty that you now see. When you wonder why whatever your situations have been, you have been broken to the point where now in life, at some point you are limping. Because that break is still there. When that happens, I would encourage you not to think of, well, why me? And I would encourage you not to think, I wish this hadn't happened. Now, I didn't say it wasn't bad, but you have to understand, when you go and pick a flower from the garden, how do you think that stem feels when you pull something off of it? The stem ain't happy. And you done put it in your hair. And you walking around and everything, showing people what you got. Put them in a nice bouquet. But the thing was, you cut it from something. You cut it from something that was vital to it. You cut it from something that was alive and in tune with it. You severed something in order to make your presentation. Now you may understand why in your life the Lord prunes and cuts. Sometimes he cuts away characteristics. Sometimes he cuts away moodiness. And sometimes he cuts away weeds, which are the people around you who are continually sucking from you. And you say, what did I do? You didn't do nothing. It was just a cut. It was just a cut. Why they don't want to talk to me no more? Why this? What did I say? What did I do? You didn't do nothing. You ain't the gardener. Is anybody listening to me? You ain't the gardener. The gardener made the cut. But he didn't just cut you from that vine. He cut you from that vine because that vine pollutes your connection to the true vine. And that's why the Bible says you got to learn that in everything to give thanks. Is this making any sense to anybody here? So you have been broken on purpose. Many of you in this room have been broken many times. And you have wondered, am I going to make it? Why is this happening to me? I want to encourage you today that you have yet to see the beauty that God is creating through all of your broken pieces. One of the reasons why the Bible says trust in the Lord. Come on, y'all know it. With what? Now, what did the next part say? In all, come on, keep going. All your ways, do what? Acknowledge him and what? He will direct your path. So I'm here to tell you, being broken ain't a bad thing. Learn to thank God for your scars. Learn to thank God for your pains. Learn to thank God for your hurts. Learn to thank God for the things that happened in life that crushed you, because he is still making something. He is still building something. And when you look at it, that's one of the reasons why we say, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. But look what it said. It was what? Grace. Stop. Think about that. He's saying, through the toils and through the snares, you've always had favor. It doesn't feel good, but you still got his favor. It might not look good, but you got his favor. If you got his favor, that means he has a plan. If he has a plan, that means he's taking you somewhere and he's telling you, don't lean to your own understanding, because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but I know what's going to happen next year. Learn that in your brokenness, don't walk around feeling ashamed of what you've been through. You thank God that you came through it. You thank God that even though it hurt, I still have a hallelujah somewhere. You thank God that I have cried many nights, but I've also cried tears of joy. You thank God for the fact that I've been knocked down, but he didn't leave me down there. You thank him for the fact that I've been crushed, but the Lord pulled me back up and gave me some form. You need to thank God for all that he has brought you through. And that's why you can say, I'm broken, but I'm blessed. I messed up, but I'm blessed. I got issues, but I'm blessed. I got problems, and I'm still trying to work some stuff out in me, but I'm blessed.
Why? Because I got grace all over me. What does that mean? That through everything, I got his favor. I got his love. And the thing is, God has already shown me enough to show me that he loves me. God has already brought me through enough to show me that he's taking care of me. God has already provided enough to let me know he is my shepherd. God has already healed me enough to know he'll dry my wiping tears. He's done enough for me to be able to tell anybody, can't nobody do you like Jesus. He's done enough for me to be able to say, every praise belongs to God. He's done enough for me to be able to say, I know a man from Galilee. If you're in sin, he'll set you free. Oh! Bless his holy name. So I'm here to tell you, being broken ain't a bad thing. Being broken ain't a bad thing. And you know what? My last point. Now, I'm gonna say this softly. Don't worry, I'm tired now, so I ain't gonna be doing nothing. This is my last, you know, the spirit is willing. When you get to heaven, you will see what you buy on the shelf. Something that's been broken over and over again, but such a beautiful piece. You can't let it stay there. Polished, smoothed, untainted, no blemishes, because he'll present you faultless. Are y'all hearing me? And what did the Bible say? He will present you. Are y'all hearing me? God be praised. Bow your heads. God, we thank you so much for continuing to teach us your ways and helping us to find your joy in the midst of all that we are going through in our lives. In the midst of everything that we've gone through, we trust the fact that you have ordained it for a reason. And we trust that when all of this is over, you will present a spotless, faultless, gleaming and shining in front of Almighty God. Might be somebody here who's not accepted Jesus as your Lord and your Savior right where you are. Say, Lord, I believe you died for my sins at Calvary, and I believe that you arose 3 days later. And after that, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit, and please continue the work you have begun in me. Help me to get rid of everything I need to get rid of, so that, like Jacob, I can finally come face to face with the man. If there's someone who wants to join this congregation, there are cards in front of you. And if you are so inclined, take one of the cards, fill it out front and back. And as you walk out of the sanctuary in the vestibule, that's that area right outside the sanctuary, there's a box. Please feel free to place it there in that box, and someone will be in touch with you, and it would be an honor for us to love you with the love of Jesus. Able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before his presence with exceeding joy.
To the only wise God, our Savior, be all glory, all power, all dominion, and all majesty, not only now, but through the eternities of the eternities. And it is in that one matchless name of Jesus that we pray and give thanks. Let every heart say amen.
Amen.
You are dismissed. Have a wonderful week in the Lord. God bless you.